Good afternoon, everyone. This is Riley Sports Talk, the only show, Riley Sports Talk show. So today I wanted to focus on Lionel Messi today and focus on how he's able to do his thing today in Pennsylvania. He's playing against a tough team, the Philadelphia Union, the semifinals. And this game is going to be today, actually, at 7 o'clock in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This Philadelphia Union team just won their last game, 2-1. Par game. But ended up scoring in the 94th minute to win the game. Young stud scored a goal. That's what ended up happening. Inter Miami won their game. And so now it's down to four teams. I have all the respect for Messi in the world. Like, I respect his playing style. I respect everything about him. But I do not think they'll go to the championship game. I actually think that these two games that are playing tonight, like Nashville too, but Inter Miami, Nashville for the third place game, they'll still somehow get to the do what they need to do tonight. But I just don't think it's going to be enough for them to get the win. I think Philadelphia Union advance and Monterey advances to the championship, in my opinion. That's how I just see it. But we will see. We will see, though. It's been pretty good what we've seen from Inter Miami, but I think the run is done, and I don't believe they'll win any more games after this. With this Philadelphia Union team, they're looking real good right now, and I'm gonna give you the stats in a second. But yeah, man, I do believe that this team, Philadelphia Union, has ways to go from here. Daniel has 4 goals. Julian has 2, Nato has 2, and Messi has 8 goals leading the boot scoring. Robert Taylor has 4, Joseph Martinez has 2. And so, yeah, if you look at the stats, lies, Messi's just dominating in goal scoring right now, opportunities. This time, what Philadelphia Union needs to do is make it physical for Lionel Messi. Make it one of those things where he's uncomfortable. Don't let him get these easy chances. And just try to like not let him too open. Because the last games I've seen in the tournament, the only team that was able to do it that really good was FC Dallas. They almost beat Inter Miami. But other than that, all the other games, they left Messi open, free to do whatever he wants to do. But tonight, if you really want to win this game, Philadelphia Union, you're going to have to get on Messi, bro. Like, actually defend Messi, not to fall asleep or anything. This is your chance. This is your hometown. What are you going to do about it? Right? So you looking at it, like, in the aspects of, like, we got to win this to get to the championship game. What are we going to do? This is a semifinals right now. What are we going to do? So I do believe that Philadelphia Union has what it takes to beat this Inter Miami side. It's going to be a real close game, but it's just going to be tough. Just got to make it tough on Messi and the other players, not to do whatever they want to do and pass the ball, knock it around and stuff. I just have a feeling in my head, and I just had to put it on a podcast. Same with Nashville. Nashville might lose. Monterey just beat a team, bro. LAFC without Carlos Vela. And they were down 2-0. They're down 2-0 at LAFC, bro. I'm looking at the score like, how in the world did LAFC let them come back, bro? But, you know, it's things that happen, bro, in sports that just, you got to understand, bro. Like, you just don't really comprehend why they lost. But it's just like, they lost, bro. It is what it is. They didn't have Carlos Vela playing. But you know what? That's what makes sports so interesting when it comes to, like, tournaments like this. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. You got to be prepared for whatever happens, and it happens. You know, you just got to play at 100% and just know that if you did your part, that's all you could ask for, right? On a team like that. So this game tonight is at 7 o'clock p.m. And we will see who will come up and try to win these games. So like I said, for a prop picks today, I got Philadelphia beating Inter Miami. And then I got Nashville losing, Monterey advancing. So Philadelphia, Monterey advancing to the championship. But we will see tonight. It should be excitement, bro. I'm so excited. But I wanted to say thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. But I wanted to switch on a different topic. I remember going to a Patriots game, preseason game against the Houston Texans. And it was pretty good, man. They ended up losing, but, you know, it was the rookies to see what they got. If they could make the 53-man roster. But Malik Cunningham, when he came to that game, scored that touchdown, everyone said he looked like Lamar Jackson. Like, the dude was a beast. And it's great to see, like, one of the quarterbacks is just doing good and successful, you know? Really good to see, bro, Malik Cunningham doing his thing. He's mobile, he could throw it a little bit, and he could run. And when they grabbed his helmet and turned it around, twisted it around, that was crazy. And got back up and threw that, almost threw a touchdown to Thornton, I believe his name was. He should have caught that, though. But, yeah, man, it was one of those things where you just got to be prepared, man. And you never know when your time is going to be up. You know, you just got to be prepared for the moment, live it to the full potential. And whenever it's time for you to shine, you shine. Shoot for the stars, shoot for the moon. Yep, so that's the thing, man. You got to be prepared for whatever it takes for you to do what you need to do on the field. And the Patriots tried their best, but it just wasn't enough. It's only a preseason game. They'll bounce back in the regular season. But there's a lot of teams that are deciding what the AFC East looks like in the standings. Man, Miami fans are pretty confident. Of course, it's Miami. There's the true supporters and fans of Miami. You got Tyreek Hill, you got Tua, you got Jalen Waddle, you got all these other players. But like I said on Twitter yesterday and the other days, is that I'm going to repeat myself and say this. I don't wish for anybody's downfall. I don't promote anybody getting anything that they don't deserve. But I'm just trying to tell them that the season hasn't started yet. But also, too, the whole world wants to know is, can Tua stay healthy as a quarterback this season? If he gets one more concussion, his career is going to be over. And who is going to be the backup quarterback from Miami? If that ends up happening, their whole playoff hopes are down the drain. I guarantee you that if Tua is not able to stay healthy as he should, and he gets one more good hit. Oh, he's done. He's done. He's done. So that's my only worry with Miami. But everything else, that team looks pretty decent. Jets, I don't know how they're going to look. You know, it's going to be, they might look good on paper, but you got to actually see how they play on the field, you know. Patriots, we already know what the Patriots are going to do. They're going to do their job. So how I see it play out this season for the first couple of games, like we'll say, like in the middle of the season, it's gonna look like this: Buffalo Bills number one, Patriots number two, Miami number three, Jets number four. But we will see how it goes from there. It could toss and turn whenever, but that's what I predict and that's what I think. Neymar Jr. just signed a deal with Saudi Arabian League for $400 million. For 2 years. And yeah, he left PSG. PSG was one of those squads where Neymar, Mbappe, and Messi were on. Messi ended up leaving, going into Miami. Had an agreement. Now Neymar Jr. had an agreement with Saudi Arabia. Now he ends up going down there for a 2-year deal. It's amazing to see how, like, these players, just over time, how they're able to decide what their future holds. Neymar Jr. could have been one of the greatest to play in Europe football. But what really happened with Neymar Jr.? Let me break it down for y'all. Neymar Jr. was one of the top players. The only downfall for him in Europe was his injuries. He was injury prone. He never won the World Cup. And it was just too much, man, on his body, bro. Like, he couldn't do what he used to when he get injured, bro. And that's the thing, bro. He wasn't able to get the job done. So that's very unfortunate for him, but it's a new beginning for him in Saudi Arabia. We'll see what he could do. You already know what he can do, but will he live up to the potential in Saudi Arabia like Ronaldo? We will see. And with that being said, everyone, Mbappe looked like he made his move already, or didn't really move. Kylian Mbappe is actually gonna stay with PSG, I heard. That's very surprising. That's very surprising. They said they're going to make a deal until 2024. Because, you know, when I look at it, it's kind of making sense to me right now. It's because the reason why Mbappe wanted to stay is because he was behind Neymar Jr. and Messi. So now that he's with by himself, with no other star players with him, he'll be the guy to go to, you know, to take the free kicks, to take the penalties, take everything. So you don't need to have Neymar and Messi by his side helping him out. He'll be able to do the work by himself and not have to rely on the other players to do the work for him. So that really makes really good sense for me to understand why he made the decision that he did. It's shocking, but it is what it is, bro. Right, so the way I look at it is that he's going to sign a deal until 2024. And it should be exciting to see what he can do with this team. Alright? But like I always say, everybody, bro. You know, from the beginning into the end. This is Rally Sports Talk Show. The one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. On actually, too, I'm actually going to Nashville this Sunday. I wanted to mention that. One more thing before I go. I'm going to Nashville on Sunday. We're going to play against Nashville this weekend on Sunday, August 20th. And it's going to be an exciting experience just for one day. Just play a game out there. Stay on their stadium and play a soccer game. So one thing we need to go out there and do. You just got to perform at a high level. We got to talk, communicate with each other. And make sure everybody is on the same page. But the biggest thing is to enjoy and to have a good time. Have fun and just do what you have to do every single day that you step on that pitch. As a team, as a crew, we stick together. And so this is going to be really exciting. I'm really excited right now. We got an away game. That's more games that we had last year. So we will see how we will do. And I'll let all of y'all know how we do. We just had a friendly game recently with the Revolution Unified team, the alumni team against our team. We won 5-3. We handled business as we should, you know, and that's just a preparation for us to go to Nashville and try to get a win, bro. You know, try to get a win and do our thing. Let's go. I got to perform at a high level, and our team got to do too. So we will see. I'll let y'all know how I do when I come back to Boston. But this is another video I just wanted to make. But this is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. We out. Take care. Stay blessed on this amazing Tuesday. And let's watch the League's Cup tonight on Apple TV Plus. If you haven't already, go follow me on Spotify. On Instagram, RadGoat7. Follow me on Spotify. It should be Radley and my first name should be Champ. And let's get the ball rolling, everyone. Y'all take care. Have a blessed Tuesday afternoon. And y'all take care. Be easy. Everyone, peace.